You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning. Good morning, John and Gordy.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, yeah. And remember when Trump...
What?
Well, it's always funny that... Well, anyway...
Oh, you mean Tommy Thompson?
Yeah. Tommy Thompson being told to get off the stage. He went on a little too long for Trump's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and they tossed him off.
Yeah, it really was.
Basically, gave him the bums
get
rush.
Get off the stage.
Get off the stage.
And then Tommy,
Tommy
told the story.
Yes,
as he was getting off the stage.
It was
so
terrific.
Nice going, Tommy.
Good deal. Yeah. 7 minutes past the hour. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Seeing some hazy sunshine this morning. Highs to get today, getting into the middle 70s. Right now, we're in the upper 50s. Hey, it's time for this is the last day of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Last day to get in on this. And this time around, we have brewer tickets up for grabs during the 7 a.m. hour here. And then there'll be other chances at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., other keywords. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. So here we go. And let me just say this again, this time around, we have the brewer tickets. Hang on a second. Make sure I got this all right. All you have to do is text the following word to us. And the easy way to do it is download the Civic Media app and then click on the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button. The key word this time around is water. Water. W-A-T-E-R. You know how to spell water. Text it to us.
All right.
Okay? Water. And if you're the winner, you could win the brewer tickets to an upcoming game. And all the entries are eligible for the grand prize drawing. It'd be either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Again, the word this hour is water. Okay?
All right.
All right, John.
Well,
okay.
Why don't we find out what's going on locally?
Oh, yes. Yes, Savannah Tomei Olson is with us this morning with all the latest news from around the area. Good morning, Savannah.
What's the big story today, Savannah?
Good morning, guys. I've been waiting days to hear your opinions on this, so I'm curious to see what you think.
Okay.
So the city of Madison will be likely passing some new housing legislation. You know, one of our biggest problems here in the city and in Dane County is housing and affordable housing and trying to increase the number of available units for people. We have one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. So, you know, thoughts and prayers to all the renters and apartment hunters
and house hunters out there.
It's not easy.
But their proposals are
essentially that they would... right now, duplexes are only allowed in about a third of the city, and these proposals would allow duplexes everywhere, and that could, you know, increase density in some places, but they're calling it gentle density, right? They're not talking about putting huge apartment buildings places. They're talking about where there's one house, there could be two.
That's right.
And
you
then,
know, that's a great
they're
idea.
They're also talking about backyard lots. That's the other half of it. Okay, your turn, go. I want to hear what you think.
Well, you know, the duplexes is something we should have done a long time ago. It encourages home ownership. You can buy duplexes, you know, half of a duplex, obviously.
Yeah,
a lot of people rent them out though, but yes, duplexes very important to start, you know, increasing the amount of. And then of course, what was your other question?
Backyard lots.
So basically,
people who have like these big lots can split it up and build a unit in their backyard.
Now, I really love that idea, and they really have fantastic units and you know, prefab units that you can put in back there.
Yes.
But I've always wondered, what about plumbing? What about electrical? How do you get that stuff out there, right? Especially plumbing. You have to have a lateral going to the road. So
yeah.
That that gets kind of messy, especially if it's in a backyard, because it will have to go through your house.
Well, yes. Yeah. So those are issues that they have to deal
I'm wondering
with.
About that. That's all. But I love those ideas. I love all the ideas. That's what should have been done a long time ago, including, you know, apartments above garages. You know, people can put those in as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, we're jamming people into apartments here in this town.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're putting in a huge apartment building just down the street from my house, and I've seen a ton of apartments go in, and we need them. But, you know, the big balancing act, and we've talked about it before, is how do we increase density without changing the fabric of people's neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody wants the gigantic apartment building in the house that didn't used to have one.
Well, I hope there's something in any of all of this, all of these proposed bills that at least allows the same architecture to be repeated in those neighborhoods without having neighborhood associations. You know, if you're going to put something in, at least have it kind of, you know, mimic a lot of the architectural surroundings, basically.
Savannah, anything else on your mind as far as big stories happening in Madison? All the protests are scheduled for tomorrow, the No Kings protest in Madison.
Yeah,
that's right. They've got, so there's a huge protest expected on the Capitol yesterday, or not yesterday, tomorrow. Is it Friday?
Yes, it is. It's Friday the 13th. It's scheduled for tomorrow, yes.
It's all blending together now, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't know if we're in the past or future, but go ahead.
We've got a... I think almost 60 planned just across the state of Wisconsin, which is huge. But so I talked to the Madison Police Department yesterday, and they said that they'll have their special events team out because that's what they do, but they're expecting nothing but peaceful protests here. I mean, that's a specialty of Madison's, I would say, are huge peaceful protests. Yeah. But my favorite part is that instead of going to the huge protests tomorrow, which will, you know, involve large crowds and a lot of walking, somebody organized a No Kings protest on the west side, and they're calling it the old folks protest. So you don't have to stand in the crowds, and you can bring a chair.
Really? Where is this?
Wow.
On the west side?
It's like on the west side, right across from Memorial High School.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really cool.
How convenient. Yeah. It's nice.
You know, the event I'm looking forward to is the Women's March. They're putting on they're putting on a circus.
Yeah, before the other protests, the No Kings protests.
And it's going to be on the Library Mall, and they're going to have activists wearing clown costumes in protest of what they call the Trump administration's clown show fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also trying to set a record for the most circuses held on a single day.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
There are also protests planned in McFarland and Stoughton, Monroe, New Glarus, Sauk City, Janesville, Baraboo, Dodgeville. The list goes on and on. Yep. Lots of
over the place.
Yes, more than 50 in Wisconsin.
And we're still looking forward to the backlash to the No Kings Day, you know, with all of the...
You're going to beat this to death, aren't you?
With Burger King showing up.
Burger King will be there. King Friday.
And King Friday.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood is involved, so you never know what will happen.
Savannah Tomei Olson, thank you for joining us this morning. You have a good, happy Friday the 13th, okay?
All right.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay.
All right, I got something really cool. This is, you know, we've featured this individual as representative a number of times on this program. She's a New Mexico representative, and it's Melanie Stansberry. She has been out there, and she's a force to be dealt with.
Yes, she is.
She's like AOC out there, and she had a comment on No Kings Day. This is cut 124, and let's listen to this.
Well. Some interesting theatrics today. Welcome, everyone, to the Oversight Reality TV show. I know Mr. Trump loves himself some good TV, and today is not disappointing. And in fact, I want to say welcome to some of the members who've showed up to this committee who I've never seen here before. It's great to have you here in the hearing room with us. Now, before I get started on the topic at hand, I want to take a moment to speak directly to the immigrant community who might be watching and listening today. I want to say to everyone out there who is living in fear, we see you, we love you, we respect you, And we are fighting for you and every community that is being targeted by this administration and this Congress. We also want all of you out there to know that you have rights. You are protected by the law. And you should not have to live in fear and wonder whether or not you're going to be safe if you leave your home or if your family is going to come home at night. We see you. We are fighting for you. You have rights. Now, let's turn to the situation in California, which, of course, much of this hearing has focused on. As someone from a Marine veteran family, let me be clear. Marines are combat troops. They are highly trained, highly disciplined, lethal fighting force combat troops, and they should never, never be deployed against the American people who are exercising their constitutional rights. This is a gross and disgusting abuse of power. A disgusting abuse of power by fake tough guys who think that they can intimidate our communities while taking away their rights. And this is from the same man who dodged the draft and called our military service members suckers and losers. That's your commander in chief. And here, these folks here and the president want to say they're for our military and our veterans while they're illegally deploying service members, violating state sovereignty, gutting the VA, firing generals and lifelong service members. And you all want to sit in here and play like you're with the military and the American people while Donald Trump is planning to spend $45 million of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars on a fake military parade this Saturday that they can't even fill, that they put a super PAC ad on Craigslist to recruit citizens of the city of Washington, D.C. to go stand in the parade route.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, that's...
That puts a fine point on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Craigslist thing is pretty outrageous. But we saw the Craigslist ads also for a lot of his rallies.
Mm.
So this this is absolutely nothing new. And we got a text here from the Chuckster. How about adding an O King soundtrack, maybe something off of Rush's Farewell to Kings, which isn't a bad idea.
Hmm.
Or run a James Dio's Kill the King.
Right.
But, you know, they're a whole... See, this expands on my idea, which I thought, you know,
right,
didn't quite work out.
Yes.
You know, the Hall of the Crimson King.
Yes, yeah. That was a great album. Yeah. You know, that whole King Crimson album.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Okay, it is 18 minutes past the hour, and we want to remind you this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, and you can find out more at verlo.com. And we are in the Scani Summer Text to Win Contest Hour. This hour's keyword is water. This is for a pair of tickets to the Brewers game. If you are selected from our entries, we will notify you in a day or two. But water is the keyword this time around. We'll have other keywords in the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hour. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Stay- Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
All about her. We love you too, Stephanie.
And it should be.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
She's fabulous. She always follows our show with her show. Right after our show.
This is
how that works.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and I'm wearing an Art Paul t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That I picked up last night.
Do we have that song that he
Do we
performed?
Have Art Paul ready?
Yeah, I think we do.
Can we slide that
we
in?
We do, yeah. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Okay, this is a new theme.
I just walked up to him and asked him, can you do a John and Gordy song?
Brittany Merlot is waiting patiently
Brittany,
to hear this theme for the John and Gordy show as well. This is brand new.
Okay, go ahead. You got it?
I'm sorry. Give me a second, guys. I'm sorry.
Recorded live. Okay.
Recorded live on Gordy's phone.
I got it now. I got it now.
All right, here it is.
Go for it.
John and Gordy in the morning. This is a fact that it's a morning. John and Gordy in the morning. It may be raining, it may be snoring. John and Gordy in the morning. The funniest guys you ever see. But it's the radio, aren't you glad? You don't know what they really look like. John and Gordy in the morning. It's not a scary thing, it's just a warning.
Famous kazoo.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is.
Big finish.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
My goodness sakes.
How's he come up with that stuff?
Yeah. Man. Right on the spot.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Brittany Merlot awesome joins song. Us now. Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun night at the Madison Night Market. So weather-wise, we're starting to see some hazy sunshine here in Madison. Mm-hmm. What's it like in Wausau?
Oh, not much better. The smoke may be gone, but we've got a ton of clouds, lots of rainfall. I mean, I think we've already picked up a half an inch. Some places already an inch and a half up north.
Wow.
So this weekend in the Northwoods, it is a soaker. It's going to continue through the day today and even into tomorrow, too. Well, down south, you have spots of sunshine. Is that sunshine I see out your window?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we got some sunshine.
Just,
yeah.
You know, it happened just as you started talking. And sometimes, that's the way it goes.
You bring the sunshine to the area.
You got it. Yeah.
I try. Yeah. So you're going to see partial sunshine today. Mm-hmm. Some nice temperatures. 78 degrees probably will be your high. There is a small, teeny tiny chance of a scattered shower or storm this afternoon. But a lot of those do want to stay to the south. So just heads up for that. Otherwise, tomorrow, sunny, highs in the 80s, still hanging on to the sunshine on Sunday, low 80s. Maybe some mugginess, though, starting to seep in, and that heat and humidity really starts to crank as we go into next week. And that's when those storms start to turn a little bit more stronger to severe. But we're good to go this weekend. Honestly, a gorgeous weekend down south.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll take it. I like it.
Yeah. Well, we're breeding mosquitoes, each and every time it rains. So.
Seems not like good.
Here.
Not good.
I got them waiting for you.
Oh, well, great.
I'll
fantastic.
Send the troops.
How about those giant horse flies that inhabit the up north areas?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Those are the worst.
I know.
Their bites hurt when they get you.
They really do. Yes, they do.
Yes. Yes.
It's a bad. Funny. I'm just warning everybody. If you're going up north, get your shots.
get your shots. Okay.
Make the ticks around too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Well, all right, Brittany.
Brittany, thank you so much. We appreciate that report.
Yep.
You have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Talk to you Monday.
I know she'll be humming the new John and Gordy theme.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. That's WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
All right. I got something here. I think this is really kind of fun. It's Don Lemon. And
Don Lemon, whatever happened.
He's calling it a Hollywood spectacle out there.
Right.
For the parade, the Trump parade for his birthday. Let's listen to Cut 127. Here we go.
All right.
Breaking news. Military might, political pageantry, and Hollywood are colliding. Sources are telling us here at the Don Lemon Show that the Trump administration, possibly via the Army, has ordered about 1,500 military uniforms from over the years to show the evolution of the U.S. military uniform. They are telling us, these sources, they are alleging that the Trump folks want either members of the military or actors to wear these uniforms either in the parade or in the crowd. We reached out to the company. They would not comment, but our sources are saying about 1,500 uniforms have gone. What is this? Is this supposed to be a parade, or is this a Hollywood show? All for the sake of Donald Trump, who wants a big production for his birthday. Well, this is becoming even more expensive for the American taxpayer.
It is.
And why isn't he focused on things that are more important than a grand parade for himself?
I'm almost hoping that he's distracted.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe.
You know, instead of, you know, focusing on L.A. And I think there was a comment from Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, saying something like they're going in there to help a socialist city. And, you know, it becomes very, very politically, ideologically motivated to do something like this. So I think that's really what's backing this up. There's nothing else. This is to prove that liberal blue states and cities are all bad. Mm. And that's where all of these events are pretty much taking place.
Yeah, everything was calm and peaceful before the troops arrived.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, everything was going just fine.
I know. The protesters, there weren't a lot of them.
No.
They were dispersed, you know, dispersed throughout the entire area. So it wasn't like a massive, you know, contingent busting up buildings and burning cars.
Right, yeah. It is 7:29 coming up next, right around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report. Rocker is in the house with a Max Inc. preview. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the Morning, and it's been a very busy morning, a lot of protests going on across the country, and we've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. We have Joe on the line. What do you got for us today, Joe?
Well, it's I just wanted to reiterate, you were talking about Kristi Noem, our Homeland Security Director, and her what she had to say about Los Angeles. Let us remember that this is Kristi Noem, the woman who dragged her puppy to a gravel pit so she could shoot it in the face because she couldn't manage to, you know, train it. This is a woman who didn't know what habeas corpus was, and here she is, you know, Homeland Security. So what she actually said is just so amazing. This is a quote. "We are staying here, City of Los Angeles, to liberate the city from the socialists and the burdensome leadership that this governor and this mayor have placed upon this country." First off, they voted for their governor. They voted for their mayor. Mm-hmm. So this is what they want. And to describe it as socialist, I mean, who is she to say that this is what the people of Los Angeles and the people of California wanted? Let us imagine that Kristi Noem put that same level of insight into occupying Green Bay. How would we like it if she occupied Green Bay, said it was a socialist mayor, socialist governor, and Tony Evers, and we're going to remove that burden? Not so much.
We wouldn't
Not
like
so
it.
Much.
No. Yeah, yeah. I think, and thanks for that quote. I was trying to think of what it was. I even wanted to get the recording of it. Couldn't get my stuff to work this morning for it. So I appreciate that. We're going to have that on the show. I'm going to repeat that quote over and over. I think that sums up exactly what this administration is up to. So,
Joe,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It is 7:37.
Oh, by the way, there's two things I just want to give everybody a chance to check out. It's Vosh. He's got a channel on YouTube, Vosh, V-A-U-S-C-H. And then there's another guy, it's Hassan Piker.
Okay.
Hassan Piker. Check those two channels out if you want to stay up to date with what's going on in L.A. They've got the coverage they're the ones that you should be watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Hassan Piker, actually, he live streams every single day where he goes out and just does everyday things as well.
Well, so, Wash does the same thing.
Wash does the same thing. Mm-hmm.
All right.
7:37. Got to take care of a little business here. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, emphasizing passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah there at Madison Hearing Aid Center. Again, check out their website, too. It's excellent. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. And another reminder here, we're in a text-to-win hour here for our Ascani Summer Text-to-Win Contest, the statewide contest up for grabs this time around, a pair of Brewer tickets. And the key word this time is water. Water is the key word. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Get that text into us before 8 a.m. and you're in for a pair of tickets. We'll draw that winner later in the day and contact you in the next few days. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. And again, everybody that enters gets into the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Okay, it is 7:38. Time to welcome Rocker back into the studio for a Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Doing okay.
Hey, what do you think of the Art Paul t-shirt here.
Oh, yeah. You've no Purple Art. Bananas on the moon.
Oh, I know. I know,
man. Art Paul Schlosser. We ran into him last night at the Madison Night Market right outside our station. He's always out there for everything.
Yes. He represents the spirit of busking in Madison, that's for sure.
Yeah. We've known him for years. Went way back with him during our early days here in Madison.
That's right.
All right, so let's get to the mixing preview.
You guys are going to have Tiffany Hobbs on Monday morning, by the way. Right. She is a personality from L.A., an on-air personality with KFI 640 AM. Mm, she's a special education teacher, and she's a photographer, so she's got her MA in sociology out there in California, and she's going to talk to you guys Monday about what's going on in L.A., so a personal perspective from the ground.
Yes, yes. Professional opinion.
And thanks to you for helping us set that up.
We reached out to the Hive. Mm-hmm. I got one more thing. I heard you guys talking about apartments above garages.
Yes.
And, you know, Milwaukee has been doing that since the 50s, right?
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, happy days, right?
I grew up
Fonzie
there.
I lived over the garage in the family.
Yes. That's true. Yes.
They rented out the apartment to him, right?
And Chris Peterson on Get a Life was also living above an apartment.
Yeah, that's right.
Above a garage.
That's right.
Just fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And I also agree, actually, with you about the North Beltline. I always call the North Beltline M and K. I was listening the other day, and I heard you talking about that, and I'm like, oh, man, I've always said they should build this into a real belt line around the north, you know, because I call it the wormhole because I live on the north side. So if you want to go to the west side, that's the wormhole to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great reference.
That's the way to go. Right.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight. There's lots of good stuff coming up this weekend, Saturday night, repeats on Sunday. Atwood Music Hall, it's a brand new venue here in Madison. It's got its its grand opening is tonight, so get out there. And then the whammies are the mamas are coming up. And we'll tell you about that in a moment. Natty Nation, Ja Boogie's going to be in talking to me. 30 years of Natty Nation. They're doing an anniversary show. Wow. Hey, it happens to be at Atwood Music Hall as well. Live in the Lair is going to be Erin Oakley. Erin is an acoustic folk pop singer, songwriter, and she's based in Madison. She writes and records country pop and R&B. We'll check that out live in the Lair.
Mm-hmm.
Natty Nation, 30 years of Natty Nation, 1995 to 2025. For three decades, Natty has been a cornerstone of Midwest reggae music scene, spreading messages of unity, love, social justice through their powerful sound. It's pretty amazing that they've been around for so long. They have over 30 Mama Awards, Madison Area Music Hall of Fame inductees. Saturday, June 21st, Natty Nation is going to do the 30 years of reggae revolution at Atwood Music Hall. Wow. Let's listen to a little bit of Natty Nation. This was from their first album in 1996. The journey has just become. This song is called Arise.
The wicked and the dreadful time, Mama Gideon.
to stand up firm on your feet.
Natty Nation, I got to say, they are so professional sounding. It's just a great group.
Yeah.
Great group.
Well, you know, and 30 years ago, there was a local band called Arawak Jah. And Arawak Jah, I forget the leader's name, quote unquote, who ran that band, but he was an older guy and his backing band was very young. And they had a parting of ways. And that parting of ways led to a young Natty Nation 30 years ago. And now,
here they are.
You know, 30 years later, they're the legends, great. Right? Yeah. That's how it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I was talking about Jenny Lupien and Jamie Poster just last week. She was the Nebraska native, physical therapist, gymnastics coach, but went to music. And now she's a singer-songwriter. She's teamed up with guitarist Jamie Poster, rapscallion Faces for Radio. People might remember him more in the hard rock crowd. Saturday, June 14th at the Burock, which is over in the North Sherman Plaza, she is going to be playing with Jamie Poster, and I thought I'd bring in kind of another song so we could hear a different flavor of Jenny Lupien. This is from 2022, Street Dance.
Baby, I saw you laughing across a crowded street dance. Sidewalk talking with the guys, oh so easy on the eyes. Look on over to your right. People all around us, but you're the only one I see. This crowd keeps pushing us together, moving closer now than ever. Boy, you're standing next to me. Now you've got me dreaming. Take me by the hand and lead me. Dancing in the evening. Chestnut eyes are all I'm seeing.
Nice voice.
Yes.
Love it.
Beautiful voice.
Isn't she all good? Right.
Yeah.
Jenny Lupien coming up Saturday, June 14th, Burock in the North Sherman Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. You've heard of Rick Nielsen,
yes.
Right? Guitar player from Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Well, his
Rockford,
son,
yeah.
Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. They're going to be at Marquette Waterfront Festival. The festival is June 14th and June 15th. It's right there in Yahara River Park. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it starts with the Dandelion Dash on Saturday, June 14th. And then Sunday, it's the Fool's Flotilla. Make your own boat, put it in the water from the River Alliance. That's Sunday, June 15th, before the festival.
Sounds like a disaster.
Waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
A lot of fun.
And when they say Fool's Flotilla, they mean fools. And
okay.
You know, they're dressed up in all kinds of costumes,
sure.
Crazy stuff. They're,
yeah.
You know, they're not normal people, what can you say? Miles Nielsen, Sunday, June 14th, he'll be there, 6:30 p.m. on the main stage. He'll be headlining the final day. And let's take a little listen. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. This is Hands Up from Obahoy 2019.
I'll take you back again. You give me everything. If everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again.
That is, you know, I've heard you guys play that on Saturday, and I just thought, who is that? And it's just, that is a great, great song. Now I know who it is. It's Miles Nielsen. But that is just one of the great songs. I just love that thing.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Catchy.
Great songwriter.
Haunting sound.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, he's very interesting. So, yeah, Marquette Waterfront Festival, that is coming up this weekend, June 14th and 15th at Yahara Place Park, right by the river, right on the east side. It's a really awesome festival to go to. A lot of fun. Two stages. And tons of local bands, also some, you know, national and regional touring acts as well.
Mm-hmm. Got about a minute in this segment, and then we'll have some more on the other side. You got something you want to go with here?
Oh, geez. Well, hey, guys, I went to the emergency management, Dane County Emergency Management Team's celebration for cardiac survivors last week.
Yeah, how'd that
go? They had about, you know, a couple hundred people there show up.
Was that the Warner Park thing? Or?
Yep. Yeah. And Melissa Agard, she spoke through the rain. It was crazy. It poured down. And then they featured me as the survivor. I got to tell my story and the importance of CPR training and AED mobile placement.
Well, it's great that you did that. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. It is 7:48. Back with more with Rocker with more of the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Rock and roll radio. Let's go. 752, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, along with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlow Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Burlow mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they started. But some things remain constant throughout Burlow's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlow Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Burlow.com. And just a couple more minutes, a few more minutes left in the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. For this contest hour, there'll be other keywords that you can enter the contest at the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. But this hour, the word is water. Water, W-A-T-E-R. Water is the word, and up for grabs a pair of brewer tickets. Of course, every entry, you are also entered in for the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin getaway or a Door County getaway. More information at civicmedia.us. Back to Rocker with the Max Inc. preview. We got a few more minutes here, Rocker.
All right, Max Inc. Radio this Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. Listen for local music, interviews, and live music in the Lair. The MAMA Awards, Madison Area Music Association. They've been having their MAMA Awards since, I think, 2003 is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So they've been around for a while. It's going to be at Atwood Music Hall. Now, that's over on Winnebago, right? It used to be a really old church, a brick building there.
What's it near?
Right near the where One Barrel Brewing used to be, or Tex Tubs. Taco Palace.
Okay.
Around the corner there on Winnebago, kind of where the Mint Mark was.
Okay.
Used to be.
I think I know where that's at.
Yeah. Right. Lake Ridge Bank is in that little area.
It's a nice big opening, right?
Oh, it's a huge opening. Plus, it's a really large venue. Very professional. Owned by the Baroque people.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
So there's a red carpet gathering in the cocktail lounge at 5:30 for the MAMA Awards, and that's coming up Sunday, June 15th. The show starts at 7 p.m., featuring live performances by Automatic Lover, M. Shays, Red Door Duo, Jazz Flux, the Mason Meyer Band, many more. It's hosted by Cooper Talbot and Terry Barr. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be hanging out there at the red carpet at 5:30. So come and see me, the MAMA Awards, this Sunday, June 15th, 7 p.m. Let's hear a little bit of Automatic Lover. We've heard some of their music, but I picked a little different slice to see what we can get. This is Sick Love.
All right.
Tell me that you're great, man, that you're with your head, man, that I am the biggest thing in your whole world. Por favor, no te vayas, luego tú me extrañas.
de tu vuelo, soy tu cielo, soy tu sol. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir, sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual demente.
Yeah, love the beat.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, and
some of the members, they were used to be in a band around here called Smoking with Superman. Might remember that band way back when, kind of funky.
I don't remember and, that. What a great name.
Oh yeah, Smoking with Superman. They were a lot of fun.
Okay.
The Mom Awards this weekend, Sunday, June 15th, at the Atwood Music Hall. Frank Bush and the Names, right? Frank Martin Bush and the Names. They're going to be doing sessions at McPike Park, and it's partnering with Garver Events to bring 4-day festival to Garver Feed Mill June 19th through June 22nd. Headliners include Armchair Boogie, Frank Bush and the Names, Iris Dement, Los Tex Maniacs. You can see the full schedule of bands at sessions@mcpike.org. In addition to the music, they have a 2-day flea market, electric car show, food trucks, cold drinks, and more. I don't think Elon Musk is going to be there, so you're safe.
Okay.
Thursday, June 19th, Johannes Wallman and the Precarious Towers. He's the professor of jazz studies at the UW. He starts at 7:30, and then it's Frank Martin Bush and the Names. They're at 9:30 headlining. They're where Heartland Twang meets Modern Grit. Frank is from Wheelhouse, case you were wondering, okay?
Yeah.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names, let's hear one of his songs. This is called I Met a Girl. Catchy.
It is catchy.
Yeah, it is
really great.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names from Wheelhouse. That's
excellent.
his solo project, or solo band, I guess you might say.
Okay. Max Inc. this weekend.
That's right.
Give us the rundown.
We got 6 p.m. to midnight, we have Atwood Music Hall's Melissa Broom. She's going to be on to tell us all about the Atwood Music Hall, new venue in Madison. Natty Nation, Ja Boogie, he'll be in the studio. 30 years of Natty Nation. We'll hear some history and find out what's going on with them. And live in the lair, Erin Oakley. She's an acoustic pop singer and songwriter.
Excellent. Rocker, thanks for being with us, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Have a good weekend. And that's going to wrap things up for John and Gordy for today. And again, we'll be back Monday morning. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller. And
hopefully, this town won't be occupied by any outside forces at that time. I'm just hoping, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You never know. Never know.
Yeah. And big No Kings protest tomorrow,
yes,
downtown
all of the King
Madison.
Protests, yes.
Yes. And No Kings will be there.
No King. Oh, the whole list that I came up with?
I know. None of them will be there.
All right.
That'll do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.